going to jump right into our training today. And I can tell you right now, he's got some great nuggets. If you don't have something to take notes on, you're going to want to start carving in your arm or something like that. I was up with him till 2:30 last night, watching him put this together and build some incredible, incredible pearls of wisdom for you guys to take home and build your business and become a ring earner and get that time freedom and financial freedom. So let's give it all up for Mr. Gene Leiter.
Before we get going, I know what it takes to put these things on. As some of you know, I've actually been in the business now for 12 years, and I went full-time after 15 months in prepaid legal, hit executive director my 20th month, and wasn't but about a year later that that I was helping out, running the meetings and things like that, and became an area coordinator, and then about a year later was asked to be a regional vice president. And actually 2001. And so ever since then, been helping run the meetings and the trainings and putting all these things on, and I know what it takes. And some of the unsung heroes, without a doubt, are the people that you don't even see on stage, that don't get the recognition, that are in the back, that are out at the tables, that are here early helping set up chairs because they're never set up the way we want them set up. you know, they're running the music. They're running the projectors, the computers, and things like that. And so just everybody, please, really, give them a big hand, would you? Okay. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate you guys. You can tell we have a lot of fun in prepaid legal, too, just a little bit. And over the years, you know, Mr. Hall and I have become pretty good friends. And so, you know, yesterday, not only, you know, before all the Frisbee and the barbecue and all that stuff. I mean, these guys took me out in the mountains and four-wheeling and having a great time. And I know some of there were several people there, but I know one of the executive directors, Mr. Cook, was there. He couldn't be with us here today, but Mr. Ryan Burns was out there, entertaining me, helping to have a good time. And of course, where's Mark Udy? Where is he at? He's right. And of course, his wife did a lot to help out with the barbecue and things like that. Give them a big hand, would you, everybody? Appreciate it. Just want to say thank you. Thank you for being such a gracious host. And I can see why you get a lot of great speakers out here, because you've got a great group of people, and that makes it really easy to come and share everything in this business when you've got good people around you. So you've got good people around you. All you've got to do is get close to them and stick around them. And for those that didn't, you know, some at the barbecue heard some of my story, but just for the benefit of everybody else, as I said, I got started 12 years ago, part-time when I came in off the cruise ship, okay, as everybody says. And here's really what got my attention. Who was it? I think it was Randy. Brought the profiles of success up to me, and he actually had the profiles just by chance open to my upline. And you got to know this story, because it's a powerful story. In fact, I can tell you, 12 years into the business, I share their story almost every time I'm talking with a brand new person about this business. Because to me, it's what got me excited about getting involved, and that just has left a legacy. Larry and Inger Lemke are really the big reasons I got involved. Larry Lemke actually worked with Prepaid Legal back in 1987. Think back. What were you doing in 1987? Some of you weren't even born yet. 1987. Think about this. He was an out-of-work truck driver who got excited about Prepaid Legal. And he worked with the company for literally about 3.5 months. And all he knew was to be a promoter, get people to see the presentation, and somebody else did the work. I mean, he knew his job was just to literally living out of his car. He was. Remember when you put dimes in the phone booth and call people? Okay, that's how he was calling his prospects. Hey, you got to come check this out. Hey, you got to come check this out. Hey, you got to come check this out. And inside of that 3.5 months, got a small team of people going. And they signed up about 350 memberships. You know, he made several thousand dollars in that time frame. That was back in the 80s. And a situation arose that forced him to put prepaid legal on the back burner. And, of course, when he put it on the back burner, and the people in his team were all brand new, they didn't have anybody to follow, so most of them put it on the back burner, too. In fact, all of them did. But most of them kept their membership. And this is what impressed me so much about prepaid legal, is that there's a real product here. There's a real service. See, about a year later, he got a check in the mail. It's about $100. Nothing to write home about. How many of you would cash the check, though? Okay? And so did Larry. In fact, he, for the next 10 years, received those checks. And all he did was maintain his personal membership. He did not send them a Christmas card. But he did send them a change of address when he moved. Okay? And so 1997, fast forward, after trying a lot of different opportunities, even giving up on kind of this type of business and went into a traditional business, borrowed $100,000 to go start a franchise. That's a lot of pressure when you do something like that. He made it work. He made it work, but what he figured out was this. As long as he was spending 80 hours a week in that franchise, it was doing well. The moment he spent anything less than that, revenues went down. And so what he quickly realized, as most small business people in this room already know, is that you don't own that business. It owns you. And he very quickly realized that was never going to change. So he started to, you know, sell the franchise and started looking around for an opportunity again. And it actually was using his prepaid legal membership for a traffic citation. I'll just leave it at that. And a friend of his was looking over his shoulder because he was, you know, was at his house and saw it on his desk. And he said, what's this prepaid legal thing? And this is not how you market prepaid legal, everybody. Because his response was like this. Oh, it's this legal thing I've had for 10 years. And you know, I can call attorneys and they help me out with traffic tickets and stuff like that. That was the extent of his sales skills, okay? But the guy said, well, you know, that sounds pretty interesting. You know, how would I get that? He said, I don't know. I haven't done anything with the company in 10 years. So a couple weeks went by, and his friend asked him again. He said, hey, did you ever find anything more about that prepaid legal thing? He's like, no. And he said, well, I want to sign up for that thing, and I got like five of my friends that are interested. And then the light bulb went on. And Larry used to say this all the time, you know, bit of a slow learner, okay? And so, you know, it basically went like this. He called the company and said, okay, I know at one time I was active. I've been getting renewal checks. I still have my membership. What do I need to do to get reactive again? And they basically said, well, because you've kept your membership this whole time, you're, you know, vested with the company. And actually, before you left and stopped doing anything, you were a director, so you're a director right now, still. Just need some new applications. He said, okay. Now, after having tried many other things, Larry understood a couple things very clearly. And for those of you taking notes, these are some key things. He understood this right away. He said, where's the nearest weekly meeting? I need to get around the other people that are making this thing happen. And number two, he said, who's the number one money earner in the company? Because whatever that guy's doing is what I want to do. And here was their response. He lived in Seattle. I live in Portland. Okay. They said, there are no meetings in Seattle. He said, okay, where's the nearest weekly meeting? Well, there are no meetings in the state of Washington. Think about that. That's only 12 years ago, 1997. There were no meetings in the state of Washington. And he said, okay, well, where's the nearest one? Because, I know there's no shortcuts. I gotta get around the people making this thing happen. And their answer was Monday night in Portland, Oregon. 3 hours down, 3 hours back. And guess where Larry was every Monday night for the next year? Portland, Oregon. You got it. Now, he had probably one advantage over you. He'd been getting renewal checks for 10 years. He knew this thing worked. Right? And so because he knew it worked, he was not willing to leave anything to chance. He said, this is what works. That's what I'm going to do. And within about a month or so, he started a meeting in Seattle. And he could have said, well, I'm doing the meeting in Seattle. I don't need to go to Portland. But because he helped some of us get started, he knew that if you're going to start the fire, you got to be willing to keep bringing the wood. He knew he needed to keep coming there to support us. Plus, that's where the majority of the success was, because the meeting in Seattle just had him and a few other people getting started. So he needed to go get that energy and bring it back to Seattle. And so they would drive down and drive back, sometimes getting home at 2 or 3 in the morning. Some of you won't drive across town. And listen, by his 8th month in prepaid legal, he was making a 6-figure income. You know, basically that means you're making over $8,333.33 a month. That's a 6-figure income right there. Okay, by his 8th month. See, he said he knew not to leave anything to chance. And so that was my mentor. That was the model I had to follow. You know, I lived like 10 minutes from the meeting. You know, when Larry would call me on the way down, yeah, I'll be there in about 3 hours. Do you think I could miss the briefing? It was not optional. If I wanted this guy to help me, he's driving down. I better put some people in the room. And so, you know, I guess my first little tip to some of you is some of you got it too easy. Some of you got it too easy. You're spoiled. You got your upline like right here in town. You've got meetings all over, great meetings all over the place, being run by other people. All you got to do is show up. And some people have a challenge with that, right? And so, you know, I'm going to ask for your permission today to kind of give it to you like the coach. Okay? I mean, do you want me to keep it all light and fluffy, or do you want me to give it to you? Okay? Because, you know, I mean, to me, that's if you want to make it work, then you need to hear the stuff. Okay? I mean, I could sit here and give it to you all light and fluffy and tell you, you know, da-da-da-da-da. It's going to be all easy and things like that. I wouldn't be doing you any favors, because it's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. And when I had a guy like that to follow, I had no excuses. I had to show up every week. I was bringing people. And that's basically what got me going in the business. And it's an incredible story. There's kind of a, you know, happy and sad ending to the story. About 3 years into the business, Larry got cancer. And so, you know, the amount of times that he would show up, we were getting less and less and less, obviously. And they eventually retreated over to Montana, got a big ranch. That's where Larry wanted to kind of finish out his life. And it was one of his dreams to do that. And so really, even the last 3 years, he died about 2 or 3 years ago. But over the previous 3 to 5 years, I only really saw him a handful of times, but would talk to him on the phone every month or so. When you have that kind of mentorship around you, you got to take advantage of it. And I'm telling you, you guys have that kind of mentorship around you. You got people in your teams right now. I don't care if you're in Dave's team or somebody else's team. There is somebody above you that has what it takes. They're already making it. You just have to do what it takes to take advantage of it. And it just kills me when I see people that have this opportunity and don't take advantage of it. So my goal here for you today is really to get you focused, to understand why are you here. And everybody's reason is different. But hopefully I can get you to look in the mirror, look inside yourself a little bit, and dig a little deeper and understand why are you here. What is it that you want to do? Do you want to change your life, or are you just here to kind of dip your toe in the water? Okay? And it's okay if you're here to just dip your toe in the water. That's fine. That's probably not who I'm talking to today. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm here to maybe talk to 2 or 3 of you. I don't know which 2 or 3 of you I'm talking to, but I hope that I can have that impact for those few that want to take this thing to the next level, get you a little more focused, a little more committed, and to understand there's no reason that you can't make it. You just got to get a little bit more focused, a little bit more determined, and get rid of some of your excuses. And I'm going to give you some real key nuts and bolts, the trials and tribulations that I went through, because those first years were not easy. We didn't have the training and the systems in place that we have today. All right? You guys have it a lot easier. You just have to do the work. You just have to do the work. So can we all agree to just go for it? Okay? So let's jump into this. I think we've got it. There we go. Is that right? Yeah. So let's talk about this because are we doing one screen, two screens? We'll get it up. All right. I think one of the biggest things you've got to do is build your belief. And build your belief in why you're here and build your belief in prepaid legal. Because without the right mindset, without the right philosophy, you're not going to go out there and do what it takes. So I could go through all the semantics of this is what you do, this is how you do it, those things, and I'm going to give you some of that. But here's the reality. I could tell you how to do it all day long, but if your mind isn't right, you're not going to do it. Do you all agree? Okay. So let's really talk about some key philosophies here. And some of you have heard of Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. This guy's a millionaire maker. And if you haven't read his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I'll give you permission to skip it and go to the second book, The Cash Flow Quadrant, because the whole first chapter really recaps the first book and really gets into, some of the thinking about wealth building and philosophy behind that. And so let's just talk about probably the philosophy that a lot of you have been taught, and that is, go to work. And, you might have some odd jobs and things like that, but by the time you really get serious about whatever career path it is or whatnot, on average about 25 years old. And so, most people work until they're 65. Some are working a little longer these days. But let's just say those are the core years of basically your work career in your life. So you got 40 years to get it done. 40 years to balance out the whole time and investment and money investment and all those different things to get it done so you can retire comfortably. And obviously what most people are out there doing is working in the first quadrant. That's the E quadrant. That's the employee quadrant. And in the E quadrant, as an employee, you're basically trading time for money. I don't care whether it's 10 bucks an hour or 20 bucks an hour or 50 bucks an hour. That model is not going to get you wealth. There's only 24 hours in the day. And it's good to have a job to pay the bills, but, where do you want to go? Where do you ever want that to end? Otherwise, you're basically going to be on that path for the next 40 years. And we're going to talk about, what you might need to be putting away so that you can actually retire when you're 65. So a lot of people get, maybe I'll become self-employed. I'll start my own business. Get into the S quadrant. And my brother's in the S quadrant. He's a contractor. And, he always thought, I got a business. And, after a little bit of this education, he realized, I don't have a business. I'm self-employed. I'm still trading time for money. And if I don't work the next month, how much do you think he makes? Zero. I don't care if you're a doctor, a dentist, a lawyer. They're trading time for money. If they don't work the next month, how much do they make? You see, on that side of the equation, very few people ever achieve wealth. Very few people ever achieve wealth. Now, I'm not saying there's not some, but very few. So what Mr. Kiyosaki recommends, and a lot of wealthy people, is that you've got to get into the B quadrant. You've got to get into business. And a lot of people confuse the S quadrant from the B quadrant, like my brother. So I've got a business. And this simple, easy, way to figure out if you've got a business is, if you don't go to work next month, how much money are you going to make? And when he answered that question, he realized he didn't have a business. He's self-employed. A business owner is where now you've got leverage. Now you're Donald Trump. Maybe not that extreme, but would you agree Donald Trump doesn't need to work? Would you agree Bill Gates is probably not out designing software? He's not designing computers, right? He built a team of people around him to do that. Do y'all agree? Okay? And that's the B quadrant is now where you can build a business that will keep producing income or assets that'll spit off income even when you step away. And so, you know, honestly, even in prepaid legal, when you start, you really are starting in the S quadrant, because if you don't do anything, you're not going to make any money. Okay? So you still got to go to work. But you have the ability to build yourself into the B quadrant. You see, there's a lot of leaders in this room, but, you know, especially Mr. Hall, how many of you would agree he could take off next month, go do whatever he wants to do, and he's still going to get paid? You see, that's a B quadrant business. All right? And now, ultimately, we, you know, the rich get richer because their money is making money for them, and we're investing it in other businesses and things like that. And that is ultimately where we all want to be. But in order to, you know, get to a point where you have extra money to do that and extra time to invest in other businesses and things like that, you first have to build a business that will cover all your expenses, whether you're there or not. That's the whole key. Okay? So, where are you on your 40-year plan? Some of you just getting started on your 40-year plan. Some of you got 20 years left. Some of you a few less. I won't mention numbers. I don't know CPR. No. You need an affordable vehicle to create wealth. Most people don't have the $100,000, $200,000, $1 million to go invest in a business that then could do that. And that's exactly why Mr. Kiyosaki promotes and endorses our business model. And I'll share a little bit more with him as we go. But, you know, so look at where are you at? You know, there's a big difference between daydreams and goals. You know, daydreams are that lottery ticket that you went out and bought, and you start thinking, oh, wow, what if? You know, what would I do? Right? Those are called daydreams, folks. All right? You know, there's a difference between that and setting some goals. And if you know why you're doing this business, the how will take care of itself. You really need to understand, why are you here? What is it that you want to get? And understand that you can change your life, because you can change the way you think. A lot of it is all in your head, your philosophies, how you think. And how you think will determine how you approach people. And so that's a big part of this business. It's not just about how to do it. That's one of the reasons you can't just go to one training and say, okay, I got it. That's like going and taking one shower and say, okay, I'm clean. What happens after you don't shower for a while? You start stinking. And that's what happens with some of your businesses when you don't stick around the training, right? So it'll start to stink. So you got to stick around it. So you're always working on how you think. Successful think about what they want the most. Unsuccessful people are always thinking in terms of what they don't have. Thinking about all the downside of everything instead of thinking about the upside of things. So again, that's one of the major shifts in your thinking in terms of, you know, thinking in terms of abundance. You know, where can you be? What can you have? Don't wish for things to be easier. Wish for yourself to be better. Don't wish for things to cost less. Wish for yourself to make more money. Are y'all with me? Okay. So, a lot of that is determined by, you know, what are you reading? What are you putting into your head? You know, you're watching TV. Who are you hanging out with? You know, just like the old computer language, right? Garbage in, garbage out. So what you're putting in your mind and your head determines a lot of what's going to come out the other end. So you got to take a look at, you know, what's going on in your life and what inputs are you having and who's around you, different things like that. Everybody with me now? Okay. So, I don't know why you got involved. Maybe it's to create some extra spending money. Maybe it's to pay off some credit cards. Maybe it's to reduce your taxes, because there are the tax advantages of having a home-based business. Some of you want to save up, you know, send your kids to college. Some of you just have some dreams you want to pursue. Some of you just to put together some money for retirement, just to even think that retirement's possible, right? Maybe retire a little early. Whatever it is for you, you need to know, you know, why. If you don't know why you're doing the business, then you're probably not going to make it. I'm just being straight with you. Okay? If you're like, well, you know, this sounds cool, I'll just, you know, hey, I'll get involved. See, it's too easy to quit when that's the mindset. You've got to have some reasons. Give yourself some goals. Listen, if in the beginning the goals are money, so be it. Okay? I mean, if it's like, I need $500 so that we can do this. Okay? In the beginning, okay, that's okay. But ultimately, it needs to be a lot deeper than that. You know, what do you want to do with that $500? What is it that you want to do with that $1,000 a month? What is it that you want to do with that $10,000 a month? Really, really sit down and have some self-talk with yourself and say, okay, you know, what is it? Where do I want to take this thing? Because you got to ask yourself, when you have a long day at work and you come home, what is it that's going to motivate you to work your prepaid legal business? Because it's really easy not to. True or true? It's really easy to kind of go, well, I'll do some more tomorrow. Right? Let's see, American Idol's on tonight. Right? You know, I mean, you got to have some talk with yourself. You are your own boss, but you need to be a tougher boss than your boss at work. That's the hardest part about this business. It's not prepaid legal. Prepaid legal works. There's too much proof around you that it works. We give you a long rope, though, because you're your own boss. And sometimes that long rope you use to hang yourself. Because you go, hey, I'm self-employed. I can do whatever I want. I've got free time. Let's go golfing. Right? You got to get really understand why it is that you're here. Okay? Maybe I can give you some reasons. All right? Look at upon retirement, age 65, here's where most people are at. Kind of some scary numbers. 45% are dependent on relatives. 30% dependent on charity. 23% still working. Only 2% are actually self-sustaining upon retirement, age 65. It's like their first job is at the Golden Arches and their last job at the Golden Arches, right? I mean, it's sad, but it's true. I mean, walk in Walmart, who's waving to you? Right? I mean, it's what's going on, folks. And so you've got to take charge of this situation and understand. So maybe the statistics aren't enough. Here's a few more. Okay? 85 out of 100 people reaching age 65 don't even have $250. That's from the Social Security Administration. 85 out of 100. 93% who failed financially says it because of a lack of a plan. You have a plan to follow right here. You just have to follow it and make it work. And understand, this isn't about get rich quick. Now, there's some people who are getting rich quick. But ultimately, it's a marathon. It's like, hey, let's look at this is long-term wealth building. The good news is, there's a lot of people getting rich. It's just not always get rich quick. Some of you, the journey's going to be a little longer. Some of you, it's going to be a little shorter because of whatever your past and things that you've encountered, all right? Some of you can see these numbers. Some of you may not be able to. Let me just give you a quick example. Again, this is Social Security Administration, not me, all right? Look at this. Let's just say the average age in here is 35. Man, tough crowd. All right. All right. Let's say the average income is $45,000. Just going right in the middle. You're 35 years old. You're making $45,000 now, and you want to retire with at least the same lifestyle that you have now. So when you retire, you need to have over $100,000 a year, and that's only at 3% inflation. 3% inflation? I mean, might understand it's a little greater than that, but I'm keeping these conservative for you, all right? So at only 3% inflation. So at the age 65, you need to have a couple $1 million in the bank. So you, if you just start saving now, you need to start putting $1,400 a month away in savings, and that's if you're getting 8%. How many of you are like, oh, I know when I saw these numbers, I went, whoa, how are you doing on your plan so far? Some of you are maybe 45 years old. at $45,000 a year, you need to be putting away $2,700 a month in savings so you can retire with the same lifestyle that you have right now and get 8% and hope that inflation is only 3%. How many of you understand I'm being conservative with the numbers here? Okay? All I'm trying to do is, maybe it's a little bit of a shock factor, but I'm trying to wake you up to get you moving, because some of you have this incredible opportunity in front of you and are not taking advantage of it. And you're going to wake up one day at the age of 65 and go, why didn't I work my prepaid legal business more? I hope it's before that. All right? So let's move forward. Let's talk about this beast in the room, network marketing. Some people still have hang-ups about it. I know, because I did when I first got involved in the business. I had tried some other things. And so I was like, I got to call my friends and family. I don't want to bug them. You know, they're gonna beat me up because they see me coming. Like, oh, Gene, what do you got now? Right? How many of you are in that category? Right? Some of you tried some other things. You're part of the NFL club. No friends left, right? You need to get right in your own mind. This is different. I know it sounds cliche, but it is different. Let me just try to walk through a little example here, okay? Most of the quote-unquote network marketing companies, and I don't believe Prepaid Legal is a network marketing company, by the way. I believe we just have a division of network marketing that happens to be the most powerful part of the company. Here's why. When Prepaid Legal started, they did not do network marketing. They operated their first 12 years in business successfully, reached the point of doing over $10 million a year just marketing memberships. How many of you understand that's a successful company? Now you impart network marketing into the model. It's the most powerful model, and to me, the truest form of free enterprise that there is. Now you bring that into a real company with a real product and a real opportunity, and it's on steroids. It's incredible. Okay? But some people are out there comparing us to the other network marketing companies, because we do have a big division of our company as network marketing, right? So let's just talk about this real quick, because without a good product, the company and the compensation plan doesn't matter, all right? So let's just talk about network marketing. Let's just use whatever vitamin, lotion, potion that you've come across recently, okay? And you're involved with Company A. Some of you have all been pitched on one of these, right? You've been to a meeting or something. And let's just say it's this, you know, this juice. It's got some vitamin qualities and things like that. And so, you know, you get involved in the company, and they want you to spend a certain amount each month because, you know, you got to buy product. You got to be able to give out samples. You got to have some to sell, things like that. And so anybody in the room ever been involved in one of these? Okay, a few of you. Okay, just give me some numbers. How much do they want you to spend on average per month of buying the whatever? 200? 250? 165 over here? 200? 500. Wow, okay. Let's just, for the sake of example, let's use 100. Keep it conservative here, okay? And they all are kind of saying some of the same stuff about creating residual income, creating a retirement type income. But I really want to get this through your head to understand why this is so different. Okay? Because here's what happens. How many of you that, you know, let's just not beat up on any companies, but just name a few of them that some of you had your hands raised, you had tried already. Motivee, USANA, Amway. Isogenics, Zango, Noni, things like that. Okay. Now, how many of you would agree that, you know, so you got whatever juice it is, okay, and it's, you know, supposedly real good and you know, make you lose weight, make your hair grow back, your ex-wife comes back, all those things, right? And I'm terrible, aren't I? I know. I'm not pulling any punches. So, you know, here's what almost always happens, though. Along comes Company B, and says, hey, we've got the same stuff, But we've also got this special seaweed thing from over here and under this, you know, crevice in this part of the world or whatever. And it's got this other quality. And it's got everything that Company A has. But it's a little bit cheaper. And our compensation plan is better. And so, you know, why don't you come over here and, you know, maybe even bring some of your people with you. Right? And so some people do that. They're jumping around from company because the grass is always greener, right? Right, so they go over to Company B. Well, here's why there's no true residual income in these other companies, folks. How many of you agree if now you're over here buying Company B's, you got to spend your $200 a month or even just $100 a month? How many of you think you're still going to be spending your $100 a month in Company A? No, that's going to go away. So where did the residual income go for the upline in that company? There isn't any. Because now you're spending the money in Company B, and so are the people in your team. And let's just say it wasn't even Company B. You just found something down at the grocery store that was, in your opinion, just as good for half the price. Where's that residual income go then? Still goes away. You see, there is no residual income in those other companies, only as long as your team continues to buy whatever overpriced whatever it is. Okay? And I know I'm beating this up a little bit because some of you need to understand the difference between prepaid legal and the other things that are out there because your friends are beating you up. They're saying, oh, it's another one of those things. No, it's not. And I'm going to go through more of this to prove this to you. And I'm going to beat up on some companies. Okay? So, and this one here was, oh, I think this company's based here. So looked like a bottle of this stuff, retail, is like $45. And I think as a distributor, you can probably buy it for $25. And you know, it's marked up. But, you know, you can go on eBay and buy it right now for $15. So there must be a really good market for this stuff out there, right? Because now it's... let's go to another one here. Oh, Noni juice. $140 a case on eBay, $61 a case. Or just go down to Costco and buy it now. You see, if there's really a good market for the product, the big companies are going to get involved because it's easy to duplicate. Anybody can mix up some stuff and put it in a bottle. And I'm not saying it's not good stuff. Some of you I know swear by this stuff. Okay? But what I'm trying to, we're talking business here. And some people get this twisted mind effect. They will overpay for something to be involved in an opportunity and not truly understanding business and the actual market that's out there. You see, that's why it's available at Costco now. Because, hey, all these companies started coming in. It's literally, you know, millions and millions of dollars out there at stake and all these people that swear by these juices. So Costco says, well, hey, we'll just put it on the shelf. And then Walgreens and other big ones are going to begin to follow. And so, you know, some of them, of course, Noni juice was like one of the first ones. And then, you know, now it's been spinoff after spinoff after spinoff after spinoff. And so, you know, you walk into a room at the chamber and say, well, I'm with such and such juice. Oh, well, you know, me too. I'm with the such and such juice. There's like, how many different ones are there? I've lost count, right? You know, let's. What's another one here? Okay. Zango. Okay. Again, about $45 a bottle. $20 for a case of four on eBay. See, it's because people got involved in these things and became garage qualified. You know, buy a lot and let it rot. It's because the only way the uplines are making big money in these companies is because they're getting people to spend $1,000, $2,000 in overbuying this stuff, and they end up with cases of it in their garage, and they're either going to drink it for the next few years or they got to get rid of it on eBay. So now what kind of market is there really for an opportunity when somebody can actually buy the product cheaper somewhere else? Now, I know I'm being a little tough here, but, you know, here's what I've figured out. I've never seen a prepaid legal membership for sale on eBay. And conversely to that, I've never seen a major corporation or the state of Washington offer as a benefit some juice. Are you beginning to get the picture here a little bit? All right? I mean, you tell me. Here's another one. Verve Energy Drink. $65 a case on eBay, $37. Can you tell me how big of a market is there? So, you know, you go online and you go online and you see these things say prepaid legal sucks. Click here before you join prepaid legal. Whose opinions are you taking, folks? These are real people. I'm telling you, you can go right now and click on the, you know, these guys that are saying, well, you know, listen to me before you join prepaid legal. I got some news to tell you. And these are whose opinions some people are taking. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm having a little fun, but I'm being real here too. Some of your friends and family are taking these people's opinions. And some of you, you know, are kind of getting timid and going, oh, some of you need to know what's going on, all right? They got an agenda. And, you know, they look really successful, though. So let's talk about what it really takes in this industry. And talk to some experts here, like Tim Sales, who's been an expert, an expert in network marketing for like 30 years. The guy's multi-millionaire. Some of you have seen his video and some of his stuff, Brilliant Compensation. But here's like the four key things you need to have a real opportunity. Number one, a huge expanding market. A huge expanding market. Identity theft, legal, virtually no competition, a unique consumable product. Now, again, I know some of those juices are good, but is it really that unique when there's 100 of them? I know they try to sell its uniqueness, but when I'm talking prepaid legal, we're talking unique. You don't go down the store and buy a prepaid legal membership. I've never met a sales rep from another prepaid legal company. We have major law firms on retainer all across the country. It's not just some 1-800 deal. And it's month-to-month program, right? So there's a monthly stream of income on the product that they can't switch easily and go down to the store and buy. See, that's what happens with a lot of those other things, right? Number three, timing. Got to have good timing. Number four, the ability to create leverage. So you've got to have the ability to build a team and create leverage in that. Let's talk about another expert here in home-based businesses. Author of It's How Much You Keep That Counts, Not How Much You Make. Ronald Mueller here. Here's the 12 criteria for a home-based business opportunity. Number one, integrity. Does prepaid legal have some integrity? Yeah. I mean, come on, New York Stock Exchange. Look at Mr. Stonecipher, just gleams integrity. He's been invited to the White House numerous times as a guest. We have attorney generals involved with the company. Average people earning above average income. Do we have that happening here? A huge market. Only 2% market penetration. Little competition. Virtually no competition here. Low cost of entry. I had a friend of mine go to a meeting last week, called me up and said, I want $2,200 to get involved with this company so I can buy discount products online. I said, run. I can buy discount products online for free. What do I need to pay somebody $2,200 to do that for? Anything that has a huge buy-in is a big red flag, folks. Huge red flag. Number six, you need the ability to make some quick income. Would you agree if you market a $35 membership and you can make $138 that's a pretty quick return on investment? Pretty quick, be able to quick turnaround on dollars? You know, again, and I'm sorry I'm beating up on some of this stuff, but, you know, how much stuff of juice A do you need to sell to make $100? A bunch of cases, right? You know, I've sat down with a lot of these guys and compared notes. I said, look, how much do you need to sell? And it's, on average, it's about $400 for them to make $100. I need to sell $35 to make $200. Residual income. And I mean true residual income here, folks. There's a difference between residual and renewals. Prepaid Legal has both. These other companies talk about residual, but it's only as long as the downline continues to market those products. In Prepaid Legal, there are people who have quit marketing Prepaid Legal. Their team quit marketing Prepaid Legal, like my friend Larry Lemke, and continue to get residual income or renewal income for 10 years because of the product is renewal-based. To me, residuals are the overrides you get from your team, the back end of the renewals from the actual memberships on the books. You guys understand the difference? Okay. Number 8, you got to have a system in place. There's a lot of great ground floor ideas out there, but you know the reality is if they're only been in business for a few years, they don't really have their system down. Still going to be a number of years before they get it figured out if they're still in business. So you got to have a good system in place. Number 9, you got to have training, good support, good training. Would you guys agree you have good support and good training around here? Okay. 10, got to have some fun. I don't know if we were having any fun yesterday or not. Number 11, and something you can be proud of. As one of the things that, when I first came and looked at Prepaid Legal, one of the things I got a huge distinction of right away is that this wasn't another thing. I could walk into a business, pull out my business card with pride, and say, I'm with Prepaid Legal. That's a professional service. You know what I mean? That's like in the caliber of lawyers, right? Can you imagine your insurance agent coming to you and saying, hey, by the way, I got this great vitamin you guys should have. It just doesn't match, right? Your realtor, your mortgage person, I mean, so, you know, I'm not saying, again, there's not some good stuff out there on that thing, but, I mean, you got to be proud of what you got here. We're changing the future of the legal system. People will be talking about this. Our grandchildren will be going, yeah, my parents were involved with that Prepaid Legal thing, and now everybody has it. We're changing the legal system. Be proud of what you have here, everybody. You bet. You bet. And something you could explain on the elevator. Something you could easily explain on the elevator, okay? And, you know, the best way to do that is if you're my attorney. I mean, you saw me do the longer version of the if you're my attorney, but you can do the if you're my attorney in 30 seconds. Now, it's not enough to give them all the details, but it's enough to get their curiosity, and that's all you should be doing in your first conversation with people anyhow, getting their curiosity. We'll talk more about approaching and things later. So, whose opinions do I respect? Instead of the guys online, look at these guys. A little bit different caliber of person to listen to. Would you agree?
Yes.
See, some of you need to, you know, be sharing some of this stuff with your friends when they're giving you these crazy objections like, oh, I saw this thing online. Right? Send them some of this stuff. I mean, you got the former president of the American Bar Association here, Drew Edmondson, the current Oklahoma Attorney General. I mean, numerous attorney generals. I don't have one with me. There's a brochure that actually has our advisory council. It has like 4 or 5 of these gentlemen listed in it. And you know, that's a good thing to have when you're up against some of those people. The Justice for All video has many of these gentlemen in there talking about Prepaid Legal. So when you have these skeptics, you say, well, look, you know, don't listen to me. Well, here's a documentary on Prepaid Legal. And now they get to hear from these guys. And it shuts down every negative thing they ever heard. Okay? All the publications. Listen, you know, you should be carrying some of this stuff around with you. You know, I don't know, you know, where you get copies. You know, I don't know if you've got a supply guy that has some of this stuff. Some of the copies of the Forbes magazine, the USA Today, things like that. I don't carry all of these into every meeting with me. I just, you know, 2 or 3. It's all you need. It's just some credibility so people aren't having to take your word for it that you've got some of this. It's in the flip chart, of course. You've got, you know, these little composites. But Mr. Dave Hall now has all of these. So he might have to find somebody that can do nice color copies and laminate them and things like that. But, okay. You know, here, the National Association of Attorney Generals, now endorsing prepaid legal, started last year. Yeah, it's huge. You know, there's the whole letter's there, but basically all you got to read is the last statement here. It says, the National Association of Attorney Generals joins the American Bar Association in supporting the concept of prepaid legal service plans. What's the name of our company? See, they couldn't endorse our company directly, but it doesn't get any better than that. Here's some other facts for you. Again, I'm just trying to get your mind right. You got to have a big belief to get out there and go to battle. $1.2 billion paid to PPL Associates since 1999. $1.2 billion paid to you guys, associates. Over 10,000 associates now receiving renewal income. A lot of them have stopped working the business, but the memberships that are on the books are continuing to pay them renewal income. 10,000 associates receiving renewal income from prepaid legal. Fact. Since 1999, we've reduced the number of outstanding shares from 22 to 11 million, buying back $420 million of our own stock. We think it's a good investment. We believe in our future. 73% of all memberships are standalone, meaning 7 out of 10 members are not associates. When you go to some of these other companies, the ratio is like 1.5 to 1. In other words, the only real customers of many of those companies are the people who are involved in the opportunity. Because the moment they're no longer involved in the opportunity, they usually stop buying the product because they can go down to the store and buy it cheaper. Or in my case, go on eBay. Right? That says there's a real opportunity here. There's a real market for our product despite the opportunity. That's you know what you got to really understand. And, of course, 100-plus associates have earned over $1 million in prepaid legal. That's facts, ladies and gentlemen. You can download that from PPL Media Room. Go back to last March from the convention, and there's a document called Good News. And there's these facts and many more on a two-page document, PDF document. You could even email it to some of the people that are giving you some grief. PPLmediaroom.com. You could even just send them a link that goes right to it right there on PPL Media Room. Okay? So, that's why people like Robert Kiyosaki said, I should have started your business before I did my own. It's the best compensation plan I've ever seen. Wealth potential is unlimited here. People like Robert Kiyosaki saying that about prepaid legal, our company. I'm just trying to get you bulletproof here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to get you so strong in your belief that when you somebody out there says something about prepaid legal, it just bounces off of you. Because if you're not that strong, you're going to be timid in your approach with people. You're not. In fact, you're going to some of your friends and family you haven't even talked to yet because you're still afraid of how they might react. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Okay? 80% of Europeans already have prepaid legal. This isn't something, you know, we're just testing out. In the first 28 years of prepaid legal, they compared this to the biggest company in Europe and were exactly in the same step. And some people say, well, but it's been around. You know, is it really a market left? Is it too late? Is it saturated? Look what happened to them after 28 years.
Wow.
How many of you begin to understand there's an opportunity here? Come on, Utah. See, some people doubted these guys. This is part of the woulda, shoulda, coulda club. You know, these guys were going around saying, hey, you should invest with us. How many of you guys would have invested with these guys? But see, some of you recognize the picture because this is actually Microsoft in 1978. There's little Billy Gates right in the corner. When he's working out of his garage, some people said, oh, that ain't going to work. You got to have some vision. You got to go out and take massive action. And you got to believe in what you got here. All right. So, let's get you more bulletproof, all right? You know, when you go to the doctor and you get a flu shot, you know, what are they really giving you? They're giving you a little bit of the flu. And, you know, it's to inoculate you, to help you become more immune to it. So I'm gonna give you a little bit of the flu. Some of you are sending your associates out there with just rose-colored glasses, and they don't necessarily know what they're encountering, and then you wonder why they enter the witness protection program. How many of you have had an associate enter in the witness protection program, right? They were all excited, fired up, and like 2 days later, you're like their phone's disconnected, right? So don't be afraid to help them understand what they're going to encounter. Because here's what I know. When I'm driving down the road and I can see the bump, I handle the bump much better. You see the pothole in the road? So when you can see it coming, even if you can't avoid it, you can handle it much better because you're ready for it. Would you all agree? But how many of you have been driving down the road and you didn't see the pothole and it went boom, scared the you-know-what out of you, right? Sometimes jerk the wheel out of your hand, right? So you got to give them some of the potholes that are coming up here. So, let's forget the loser urges here in the flu, okay? And let's give you a shot, see how others triumph, all right? Because if whatever you're encountering, other people have already encountered it. And you got to understand that others already encountered it. When you encounter that problem, call your upline. Call your upline that's been around because they've already probably encountered it. But I'll give you a few things here. Not everybody's going to say yes. Big shock to some of you, right? Not everybody's going to say yes. Look, I tell your brand new person, not everybody's going to say yes. The more they understand the numbers, the more likely that it'll help them out. If they go out there and think, hey, everybody I talk to is going to be as excited as them, then sometimes they get beat down a little fast and they quit too soon, right? See, your timing is not your prospect's timing. I know, everybody in this room, obviously you wouldn't be here unless you really wanted to get your business moving to the next level, right? But some of you need to understand that your prospect's timeline, or even some of the people who are already in your team, is not your timeline. And so you just have to learn to, keep in touch, but keep moving. All right? People will make excuses. How many of you have ever had an associate say they were going to show up at the meeting and they didn't show up? How many of you talked to people like a half hour before and they said they were coming and they still didn't show up? Guess what? It's going to happen more. Guess what? You can still earn $1 million. Okay? People will lie to you, not always intentionally, sometimes unintentionally. But they'll lie, oh, yeah, I'll be there. People, oh, I'm going to take this to the top. I'm going to be your next superstar. 2 weeks later, they quit. Going to happen. I'm telling you, this is some of what you got to go through if you want to make it. Just understand it's part of the journey. Some of you get 3 people in and nobody's doing anything. I'll show you my genealogy. I'll show you a bunch of people not doing anything. Show you a few thousand people not doing anything, right? Get some more people not doing anything, and you'll find some that will. Okay? Just understand that. 5 biggest reasons prospects will tell you no. 1, they don't perceive the value, which means they probably haven't seen a good presentation. Meaning, you probably talk too much. What's the best tape we have in pre-pit legal, everybody? Duct tape over your mouth. If you said enough that they said no, you said too much. You need to write that down. If they said no just from you talking to them, you said too much. Bottom line. That's not your job. We'll get more into that as we go. Bad timing in the prospect's life. Listen, sometimes people just have stuff going on that you can't get around. Timing is everything. Listen, do you need recruits this month? Do you need recruits next month? Do you need recruits 6 months from now? Yeah. So listen, put them on the back burner. You're going to need recruits next month and 6 months from now and next year. So just put them on the back burner and understand that it's not always their timing. You'll get to them later. You just need to go find some other ones for now. Okay? Maybe they don't feel comfortable with you. I know that might be hard to believe for some of you. Everybody loves you, right? Listen, you know, personalities don't always mesh. So most of the time you need to get out of the way. You need to get out of the way and introduce them to a team of people so they're not judging it just on you. Okay? Number four, they're assuming some of the wrong things because, you know, they heard something from somebody that heard something from somebody. Right? Or they went online and watched one of those guys we just saw. Right? So sometimes they just have the wrong information. And sometimes you can work through that and sometimes you can't. You know, don't get caught up in the convincing business. We're in the sorting business. Okay? And some people had a bad experience with the previous company. That's like somebody coming out of a bad marriage. They don't want to get married again right away. Okay? Might take a little while. Might have to, you know, date them for a little while first. Okay? So sometimes you got to ease them into some of the information. But, you know, sometimes they will come around. Sometimes they won't. But these are some of the things you are going to encounter. So my job is to help you know. If you know some of this stuff up front, you're more likely to work through it. Everybody with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So 8 crucial stages. This is kind of funny. You know, we all have a hard time with our warm market. Listen, if I'm telling you, it's not just you. Look, your friends and family are the toughest. Family is the worst because they'll just give it to you, right? They're the meanest. So just understand that's going to be part of it. Sometimes at first they're going to be like, you know, in disbelief. Ah, give me a break. Another one of those things. But see, your job is to forge forward and not let that person's getting involved be the determining factor of your success. Because what happens over time is, you know, after about 6 months, they start becoming curious. Oh, you're still doing that thing? Yeah, last month, you know, I made an extra $300. See, the best revenge is success. So you just got to move forward. Because, you know, then they start going, well, tell me a little about it. This is where, again, you got to learn to shut up. Because, you know, sometimes with our friends and family, we think, oh, well, you know, they're my friend. Or we've been friends for 20 years. I can tell him about it. It's no different than anybody else. You got to learn to just let the curiosity get them to the next step. Okay? And sometimes you're going to be surprised. You're going to go, oh, well, that sounds great. Can I sign up? That's going to happen. But you got to keep, you know, you got to keep moving forward. Sometimes some people won't come around until they're starting becoming envious of your lifestyle. My brother didn't get involved until I showed up at Christmas dinner with my new Mercedes. Sometimes you can't wait for everybody, though. If I would have waited for him, I wouldn't have had the success for him to come in later. Everybody with me? Okay. And, of course, people will tend to respect you more if they see your commitment level. If they see you telling them, no, I can't go to the movie with you tonight because I've got a meeting. No, I'm not going to be able to hang out with you this Saturday to watch the ball game because I'm going to a training. You got to be able to say no to people. And what happens, though, is they begin to see your commitment level and they start going, wow, you're taking this thing serious. There must really be something to this. Okay? Number 7. Hey, could I do this too? Some people are going to get there too. You know, again, you just got to keep moving through the process. We'll talk more about some of the names lists as we go. And then you're going to have friends that later are like, hey, can you hook me up? Can you get me, you know, can I be making the kind of money you're making? Yeah, but it's going to take some work. Be honest with them. Don't sell a lottery ticket. Okay? So what if it could work? What if it did work? Could it change your life? That's what you got to grab a hold of and really ask yourself, are you willing to do what it's going to take to get out there and make it happen, because other people are changing their lives. You could too if you just follow similar activity. So how do we build a large organization? Let's first, number one, talk about this. Stop recruiting people and start sponsoring people. Let's just look at the definition of sponsor. Somebody responsible for another. Somebody who becomes responsible for somebody else or promise on behalf of, especially during education or apprenticeship. Isn't that what we're doing when we're bringing somebody into Prepaid Legal, really like an apprenticeship, mentorship? We're building business partners here. We're not just recruiting people and throwing them into it. Even as a group, under the plural, person or organizations that promotes or supports an event program for candidates. See, that's what this is about. It's about building a team, building an environment of working together, not just recruiting people into the business. And I can tell, I know already, you guys have that kind of an environment. You don't just sign people up and say good luck. You've got incredible system and support here and help everybody get started right. But some people still sometimes fall through the cracks. And what I want to encourage everybody who has some team is to also understand that not everybody in your team is going to take this as serious as maybe you do. And so when new people join your team, I don't care if it's, you know, 2, 3, 4 levels down, try to get their upline involved. But if their upline is not engaged, then, you know, ask that person, hey, can I help you? Try to get their upline involved, though, too. Don't just skip them and, you know, go to work with their team. Try to involve them. But if they're just absent at the wheel, then you've got to be the one to say, hey, listen, welcome aboard. You're part of my team. I'm here. I'm happy to help. And, you know, so-and-so's Dave, Mr. Hall is your sponsor. He's an incredible person. Together, we're going to help you do this business. Hope to see you at the training coming up this week or on our team conference call or whatever it is. Understand, not everybody in your team is going to take this as serious. And so what I would just recommend is this. Until your team is recruiting over 50 associates a month, that you personally treat everybody that comes into your team like you sponsored them. And you'll know when you no longer need to call people in somebody's team. Because I bet you if I call people in Mr. Ryan Burns' team and I were to say, hey, I just want to welcome you aboard. You're part of our team. Anything I can do to help? And they're telling me, oh, yeah, Mr. Burns has been in contact. He already told me about the team conference call. And I'm coming to the training this Monday, Tuesday, whatever it is. You know, I know he's working with his team good. I'm still going to check in once in a while. But understand, this is a big thing, and it's not just about the people you bring in, but all the people that come in your team. Accept some responsibility for helping your team grow, because most of your leaders will not always be the people you sponsored, and I'll show you some of that as we get going. We got sound. I'm going to show you, you know, kind of what happens to a lot of people coming into the business, and we might need to dim the lights here up front. And so, ready? Here we go. Pretty bright, isn't it? Y'all see okay?
I feel kind of strange.
No, you look good. You look tough.
I do?
Yeah, like an action star. Look like an action star.
Yeah, the shoulders up, yeah.
Take a good deep breath.
Suck it in, that's good.
Okay, now look. Now,
in this scene, you're hurting inside. You're hurting inside. You're not sure who to trust. You want to run. You want to run into the arms of your beloved.
Hi, I'm Daisy.
Hi.
Hi.
So when I yell action, you are going to run from point A over there to point B over here.
That seems kind of
hot. Just call up your friends. Well, tell them about Prepaid Legal. Yeah.
Think of this as an errand. Your errand is to run across the freeway until I yell cut.
I get it. But does that seem a little dangerous, though?
No. We have professional stuntmen doing the driving, so you'll be completely safe.
Oh, professional stuntman. That's how they do it. I was wondering how they did that. Stunt drivers.
Okay, you ready to do one?
Sure. They're going really fast.
Thank you. That was so great. You were fantastic. You were great.
Congratulations. It was so good.
I don't want to do this anymore.
What are you talking about?
I don't want to do it. I just want to run errands. Heavenly God.
What are you talking about? Not many people can do what you just did. The stunt drivers were really impressed, weren't they?
Really?
Now guess what? We got an errand we want you to do.
Really?
We want you to go to Starbucks.
Okay, I do.
Get coffee for everybody. A really complicated order.
I would love to just go get some coffee.
And you're the only person who can do it.
Yes, I want to get me coffee now.
Okay, but first, let's do this one more time.
Some of you forgot what it was like when you started in the business, and we're getting our associates involved, and that's how they feel. And they go out there and they talk to those first few people, and that's how they feel afterwards. Well, I don't know if I want to still do this. Right? You've got to be there to hold their hand and help them through this stuff, all right? So, what do you got to do to help build that team momentum? Number one, you got to be core. What does that mean? Never miss an event. Never miss an event. Like, I know I talk to some associates and I say, well, you know, you go to the weekly briefing, you go to the training. Well, most of the time. Look, most of the time is okay if you just want to make a few hundred dollars a month. Again, I'm talking to those that want to build a business that is going to produce income for you, whether you go to the Caribbean or whatever you want. You want to build a business here that is a machine that is just on a roll, spitting out money, whether you try to screw it up or not. The only way you get that kind of momentum going is at first you've got to be in the driver's seat. You've got to be in the driver's seat and be unwavering in your commitment. Sometimes is not enough. Most of the time is not enough. Not if you want to build a big team. Okay? Be at the events. Look, it's not that hard to do. Come on. You're going to a meeting right now that lasts 40 to 50 hours a week. It's called your job. What happens when you don't show up? The first time, you know, probably not a big deal. Second time, maybe a little more big deal. Third time, what do you think happens? Fired. They stop paying you. Why would you ever engage in that kind of behavior? Yet, in your prepaid legal business, you don't treat it the same way. It's like, hey, you don't show up. Oh, no big deal. Right? So you got to get plugged in. What does that mean? You know, be on Televox. Listen to the messages that are coming down. You know, there's important information. We're a fast-moving, progressive company. There's a lot of information. You can't call your upline and expect them to tell you everything that's happening all the time. You know, be plugged into the information. Make sure your email is up to date at the corporate office. It's your responsibility. You know, last time I looked at an associate agreement, it said independent associate. I have yet to see one that says dependent associate. It's your business. Take control of it as your business. It's not your upline's responsibility. Now, if you have a great upline, that's awesome. That just means you're going to grow that much faster, but it's not your upline's responsibility if you're successful or not. Okay? They're there to help and support you and guide you, but not do it for you. Conference calls, be on the conference calls. Not that hard to do. Okay, you can be doing something else while you're listening. You can be making dinner or whatever, you know? I mean, just, you can be doing laundry. I mean, you can still be on the call. There's really very few excuses why you couldn't be on your team call. Okay, the company call, I understand, maybe you're at work Monday morning, so come home and listen to it that night. It's recorded, right? All these things are easy to do, but the problem is they're easy not to do. And I know I'm not telling you anything you haven't heard before, and some of you are looking for this epiphany of like, well, he's not telling us anything we haven't heard. That's called a clue. There is no master, there's no huge secret here. Go to the core trainings. Go to the core trainings and build with your team to go to the core trainings. Become Players Club qualified. Listen, if you're not doing Players Club qualified, 5 at least, then you're fooling yourself if you're really doing the business. You might just be off track where you're spending time doing the wrong stuff. But I mean, Players Club 5? I mean, you could do that in your sleep because I know that's what I do. I mean, very spare time doing 5 points a month is nothing. Be a student of the business. Become a student of the business. Become a student of life. Become a student of the industry. Become a student of personal development. How can you ever become a good teacher if you're not first a good student? See, some people go, oh, I've heard that training before. Great, get up and teach it. Oh, that's a different story. Start listening as a teacher as well. You say, well, I've heard that training. Okay, so now start taking your notes. If you feel like you've really been a good student of prepaid legal and you feel like you know most everything there is to know, I want you to start taking your notes differently. Start taking your notes as if you were the guy on stage teaching it, or you were the gal on stage teaching it. It'll change your notes. And you'll learn it in an entirely different way. Become a master inviter. Listen, if you did nothing else, then the next two things I'm gonna share with you, you can make it all the way to the top in this company. You do not have to be good at knowing all the details of prepaid legal. You do not have to be good at selling prepaid legal. You just have to be good at getting butts in seats. And I don't mean necessarily inviting people to the meeting. I'm saying it could be meeting you for a cup of coffee, you're meeting at their house, or they're coming to a PBR. You just want to get really good at inviting people. And one of the best things that I have found is that I always found if I was going at somebody real direct, I had more resistance. Here's what I mean. If I called my buddy Dave and said, Dave, man, I'm getting really excited about this company I'm working with. Man, I'm going to go to the top and we're going to make some great money. Man, I really want you to come with me. I want you to check this out. You know, when can we get together? He's got his guard up big time already. Okay? Here's what I found. I just want to get really good at getting them to take a look. Because when people see the presentation, it sells itself. Let's see, if they're hearing it from me, a lot of times they're getting more resistance. So what I found, you've all heard Dave Savola, right? You know, I got something important I want to show you. It takes about 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested. Listen, that is masterful because it's simple and you can't screw it up. It's 15 minutes. Something I want to show you. You may or may not be interested because you take off the pressure. Well, take those notes as your core base for whatever your approach is. And if you listen to my approach, you'll hear that in there. I just had to make it me because I'm not Dave Savola, right? So here's what I found. I called my friend Dave, and I said, Dave, man, I'm really excited. I got this incredible project I'm working on, and you know, I don't think it'd be anything for you. But man, I just really appreciate your friendship, appreciate your time. Wondered if I could just maybe get a few minutes and share with you what I'm working on. Maybe you could help point me in the right direction. When would be a good time we could get together? How many of you think people said no? Some still did, but you know what? Almost always they said yes. Because now I wasn't he didn't feel like I was trying to sell him something. I'm asking for his help. I'm asking for his opinion. And I took it away from him. I didn't even say you may or may not be interested. I said, it probably won't be anything for you. But I'm attracting him because I'm letting him know I'm excited about this project I'm working on. And because he knows me, he might go, well, wait, maybe I might be excited too. But see, if I try to tell him he should be excited about it, he's going to resist. Listen, you've all walked in the clothing store and the guy walks up to you and says, hey, can I help you? And you all said what? No thanks, just looking. Because none of us want to be pushed. And so you got to understand that your prospects don't want to be pushed. So you got to help them feel comfortable. And so, again, hey, Dave, I've got an incredible project I'm working on. I'm really excited about it. I know it probably wouldn't be anything for you. He's thinking in the back of his head, wait a minute, maybe it might be. Right? Said, hey, you know, when would be a good time we could just get together? I'd love to share some of this with you. Maybe you could help me out and point me in the right direction. You know, whatever, make it your language. You know, maybe say, hey, I'm just doing some networking right now, and I know you know a lot of great people. You know, maybe you could help me out. When can we get together? You see, you got to set your intention. When you pick up that phone to call somebody, what is your intention? Be real clear. It's not to sell prepaid legal. I learned, sell the appointment, don't sell prepaid legal. Said another way, sell the exposure, don't sell prepaid legal. See, it might not be an appointment. Maybe he's across the country. Can't say, hey, let's get together. But I can still do it the same way. Hey, Dave, how you doing, man? Listen, I only got a quick minute. I'm on the run, just walking out the door. But, man, I got an incredible project I'm working on. I'm really excited about it. And, you know, I really could use your help. I'd love your input. I don't think it'd be anything for you. But I'm wondering if you'd just do me a favor and check out this website. And this is only going to take maybe 15, 20 minutes. I'm wondering if I could really get your help with that. Could you do that for me? Great. When would be a good time I could check back with you? You know, again, I realize it probably wouldn't be anything for you, but man, I respect your opinion. I know you know some great people, and I think once you see this, you might be able to help me out. When would be a good time I could get back to you? Does everybody see how non-threatening that is? See, just be a good inviter. Be a good at getting them to the information. In other words, be the usher, don't be the movie. Some of you are trying to tell the whole movie. Anybody see the new Transformers movie? Well, one, me and Dave, right? We got a lot of free time on our hands. All right? I mean, the bottom line is, it's hard to try to explain that kind of stuff. I can't. That'd be doing it an injustice. And every time you try to explain prepaid legal, you were doing it an injustice. And you're, more importantly, you're doing them an injustice. What if the person that got Dave involved had done him a disservice by trying to explain this in such a way that Dave said, no way, I'm not interested? He wouldn't be sitting here as a millionaire. So you got to think in terms of that. That's how I think. I think, you know, if I don't give it to them the right way, I'm doing them a disservice. Is everybody with me? Okay. Become a master promoter. Don King, master promoter, makes millions of dollars, never been in the boxing ring. Right? Because he's the promoter. He's the one getting butts in seats. He's the one filling up the room. You become the Don King of prepaid legal. That's all you got to do. Get good at inviting. Get good at getting filling up a room. As you build a little team, you got to be promoting. The art of promotion takes time. You got to learn that. But the couple key things to it is, number one, you always got to be excited. Number two, you got to have a sense of urgency. I mean, listen, if somebody like Dave is coming to town, I'm promoting it and inviting like Mr. Stonecipher is coming to town. Why? Because to the guest, he's no different than Mr. Stonecipher. They don't know the difference. It's your excitement and promotion. That's, man, this guy's coming to town. He's got an incredible story. Man, he went from working at Jiffy Lube to now $1 million in prepaid legal. And you know what? He might not be back for another couple years. You got to see this guy. That's how I'm talking when I'm talking to my team. Promoting. Not inviting, promoting. Listen, all the top people in prepaid legal, at every event, they know how many people in their team are in the room. My top executive directors always afterwards are like, yeah, I had 65 people in the room. He know where they're... If that number is growing, you're growing. If that number is going down, you're going down. You should know what's going on in your business. I mean, if it's two people, it's two people. Listen, I remember being a year in the business and going, nobody in my team is here. I got to find some new team. Okay? Become a master promoter, all right? Attitude, again, you got to be enthusiastic. You got to be infectious. You can't be up and down. Okay? Listen, when you're down, you call up. You know what I mean? You know, when you're feeling down, you just got beat up and some people gave you some negative stuff, that's when you call your upline. Don't call your downline. Call your upline. They'll help you because they've encountered the same stuff. They'll help you get over that. Now, when you're excited, that's when you call your team. That's when you're excited. You're promoting, okay? Live outside your comfort zone. And this is huge, man. If you're I don't care if it's at the bank or the restaurant or wherever it is. If you're sitting there and having this contemplation in your head, should I talk to that person? Here's the answer. Yes. Because, yeah. No, I mean, seriously, every time, because we've all done it, you go, oh, well, no, I won't bother them. You see, that's called comfortable. You need to get uncomfortable if you want to be successful. And here's what happens. After a while, how many of you have ever jumped off a big high dive? Like, remember when you were a kid and you climbed all the way to the top and you jumped off it, or maybe you jumped off a bridge somewhere or something like that. And the first time is always the scariest, right? And then you see kids do this all the time. It's like, they'll stand there forever that first time. And then the next time, it gets easier, and the next time it gets easier. And pretty soon they're just running up there and jumping off, right? That's how you will be too with this business. The first few times, it's scary. But the more you do it, the more comfortable it becomes. But the only way it becomes more comfortable is by first being uncomfortable. Okay? Have fun. You know, I mean, don't always be so serious. People are not going to be attracted to being serious. Now, I mean, don't be weird. Okay? All right? You know, but have some fun. I mean, sometimes people ask me what I do. I'll say, oh, I'm a superhero. You can steal that. That's fine. I mean, they get a chuckle out of it, and more conversation comes along, you know. Here's a must, though. Be coachable. You got to be coachable. You got to be humble enough to understand that all of your ideas are not what's going to work. Here's how Mr. Lemke said it to me. He said, Gene, let me get you making about $10,000 a month, and then I'll listen to all your groovy ideas. And here's what happens. After you get to that point of making $10,000 in a month, you say to yourself, I ain't changing a thing. In fact, I get dumber and dumber every single year in prepaid legal. I'm serious. I just say, this is simple. I walk into a friend's house, and they know I've been doing prepaid legal for, over 10 years. So they're always like, okay, sell me on prepaid legal. I'm like, where's the DVD player? They go, oh, no, Gene, come on, just tell us about it. I go, man, you get me going, it's going to be 2 hours. Some of you witnessed that this morning, right? I'll say, where's the DVD player? It explains it much better than me and much shorter. I mean, just get dumb. Try to be like you're brand new again. See, I can't pretend like I'm brand new anymore, so I just use some other funny things to say, right? So, again, more on your attitude. You got to get mentally tough. You can't let yourself waver every time somebody says something negative to you. I mean, you want to start some of the things that will help you with this, reading autobiographies. You know, read about stuff Oprah went through to get to where she is. You know, these people like that encountered a lot of obstacles. You got to get mentally tough like that, okay? You got to convince yourself. Mr. Stonecipher says this all the time. The biggest sale you're ever going to make is when you sell yourself. It's your responsibility to get sold out. Not somebody else's responsibility to sell you. Okay? Read stuff that's going to help you get mentally tough. Listen to the tapes. Listen to the CDs. Watch the presentations. Be a positive person. Be that kind of person people want to be around. Be a servant leader. Come to the meetings early. Help out. It's amazing what happens when you become a servant leader. You know, I found when I started, the more I started showing up earlier and helping out, it got me around the most successful people because I found they were around. And because I was there to help out, they were more willing to give me their time. It's amazing what happens when you submit yourself to that, all right? Be grateful when you do have that kind of time with some of the people that are sharing time with you to help you with your business. Be humble. Nobody wants to be, with their team leader that's cocky. Now, confident is one thing, okay? Cocky is another. But be humble understand there's always somebody more successful than you in prepaid legal. Even Dave Savola. There's somebody more successful than him. His name is Mr. Stonecipher. Okay? Be consistent. Again, people are not going to follow an inconsistent leader. Consistency is probably one of the most important things. It doesn't matter how fast you run, just keep going. We've all seen the tortoise and the hare, right? The tortoise just keeps going, If you got to go slow, be the tortoise. If you're going to be the hare, when you run fast and you got to slow down, go ahead and slow down, but don't stop. I see these people do the business 3-4 months at a time, going crazy, and then they disappear for a month. Let's like trying to push start a car in half a block and taking the other half off. And the car will stop, and you got to start all over. You ever push start a car? You know, it's when you stop pushing, it comes to a stop, and now it's harder to get it going again. You got to constantly restart. You're better if you could have just even did this. Right? To keep it moving along is better than letting it stop, because it's always harder to get it going again. So understand it's a marathon. You are going to sprint once in a while, but just don't ever stop, because every time you stop, you start over. Understand that. Some of you, you say, well, I've been in the business for 5 years. Now, how long have you been doing it consistently? That's how long you've been doing the business. That's your real answer to yourself, if you're being honest. And sacrifice. Nothing good in life is going to come without some sacrifice. You can't expect to, you know, go on and have all this huge success and free time and change your life and change other people's lives unless you're willing to give some things up, at least in the short run. At least in the short run. Here's the bonus, though. You give up some things in the short run, at the end of that tunnel, you get it all back and more. You know, in other words, that first year and a half or so when I was working at my job, to work prepaid legal, I had to give up some evenings and some weekends. And I had to be able to tell some people, no, I can't go do that. No, I can't go golf with you. No, I can't, you know, go play with you. No, I can't come help you move. But see, now I'm always there to help all my friends move. When they're having a birthday party or, you know, a wedding or some type of celebration, I'm always there. Why? Because I can. But I had to sacrifice for a little while. Sometimes you might have to explain that to some of your friends and family around you. Hey, I'm, you know, if you're not involved in my business, I might not see a lot for the next year or so. Just telling you. I'm just, you know, keeping it real for you, okay? But you got to, you know, you'll appreciate the success that much more. I'm telling you. Okay? All right, so another little quick video, and this just, you know, goes along with the being core and being involved with your team and not leaving anybody behind. All right. Uh-oh, I got to go through all this again. Boom, boom, boom. All right, video coming up. Here we go. That's how you need to be for your associates. Be there to help them out because they're getting chased down by some tigers. All right? And for those that are already having some success, don't get off the elevator. Always keep building. Lead by example. And never think you've arrived. The moment you think you've arrived, your business starts going down. Be humble enough to understand this is part of this process, that you've got to keep going and give back and help other people. That's one of the reasons that I'm here. I don't have anybody in my team in the entire state of Utah, at least that's active anyhow. I'm here for one reason. This man right in the front row, Mr. Dave Hall. Give it up for him. Because there's been times where I said, hey, Dave, I need you to come to Oregon. Need your help. Need you to come up here and share some of what you went through to get where you're at to help our associates. And he's never said no. So even though I don't have a team here, I don't have any vested interest in anything going on around here, I do because that's the camaraderie of prepaid legal. That's the family that we have. It's pretty incredible. So you need to measure some things to help you know if you're on the right track here, all right? Here's some things that you should be looking at to help you know if you're on the right track. Number one, know if you're doing the right activities. That means revenue generating activities. That's why the dollar signs are there. Revenue generating activities. Checking your email and checking your website is not revenue generating activities. Okay? Doesn't mean you shouldn't do that, but that's you can't sit there for 2 hours on the computer and go, oh, I worked my business 2 hours today. Okay? That's just stuff that you do in between, late at night, early in the morning, whatever. Okay? How many three-way calls are you doing each week? If you're working your business full-time, that question should be, how many three-way calls are you doing every day with your prospects and with your team? That should be something that you're measuring. You know, write it down at the end of the day. How many three-way calls did I do? Write it down every day. Write it down every day. Write it down every day. And over time, you can see, am I growing or not growing? Okay? How many appointments or sit-downs? To me, that was always, especially before we even had the internet, that was one of the main things I had to measure. You know, VHS tapes just weren't always cutting it. You know, so we measured by how many appointments. And I still think it's a good measurement because, you know, sometimes it might be they watch the website and they watch the DVD, but you still need to go meet with people and go through the information. Maybe you're taking your upline with you to help out. But ultimately, how many people are you in front of on any given week? Again, a measurement that you want to look at. If that number is zero, as Jim Rohn says, not a good number. Okay? How many PBRs? Now, one thing I'll just say about PBRs is some people think PBRs means that you're supposed to be doing a PBR in your house every week or something. No. It's not a replacement for the weekly briefing. It's about launching your business and then helping other people launch their business. And you know, as you get people going, and pretty soon you're doing two a week, and then you're doing four a week, and then you're doing eight a week. You're helping other people launch their businesses. That's the measurement of how many PBRs are you doing is a good measurement of whether or not your team is growing. Okay? How many new senior associates? You know, it's good one thing to know how many recruits came in, but if they didn't do anything and get promoted and paid, what's the point? So let's look at the new associates. How many of them did we get to senior associate? It's good to know what percentage. You know, hey, we brought in 20 associates last month. We got 8 of them to senior associate, whatever that number is. Okay? Players Club. It's a good measurement of whether you're really doing something or not. Again, if you're part-time, maybe you got to start off on 5. Maybe, you know, do 5 for a few months. Get used to it. Push yourself a little bit. Then if 5 becomes easy, go to 10. You got to push yourself. As they say, no pain, no gain, right? If you find yourself at the end of the month going, God, I need 3 more. That's the position you want to be in. That's what's going to get you tough to get ready for executive director. To push through and needing those 3. That's nothing. When you talk to some of these executive directors, I've had executive directors that go, man, I need 20 by tomorrow and get it done. Why? Because of the practice over the years of going, I need 2 more, I need 3 more, I need 2 more, I need 3 more, whatever it is. You got to push yourself. You got to have a goal. If you aim at nothing, you'll surely hit it. You got to have a goal, and some of you don't have a goal. Players Club is a good goal to start with, all right? Are you winning the trips? Are you going for the trips? Are you going for the contests? Again, these things are not just put out there, you know, for the heck of it because Mr. Stonecipher wants to give away hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. In the case of the Players Club trip, it cost several million dollars for the company. In fact, because airfare was so difficult in this last one, I mean, it was 1,800 people sent to Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. And because airfares became so complicated, the company ended up spending an extra $300,000 to make sure everybody got there and got back. Extra. So how much do you think the whole thing cost? Millions. They don't just do that for the heck of it. They do it to give us marks and something to go for. If you're not going for it, what are you doing? Okay? How many people in your team registered to go to Vegas right now? How many people registered to go? How many of you raise your hands if you're already registered? Give yourselves a hand. That's about over half the room. Yeah. As you're building a team, you want to start looking at how many in your team are registered. You know, again, all the top leaders, here's the notes we compare. How many you got going? We're always comparing those notes. And we're looking at how many did we have last time? How many do we have this time? It's an indication. It's a measurement of your business. Are you growing or not growing? And that's a number that you want to look at. I don't care if that number is 2 this time. Work to grow it the next time. Is everybody with me? But again, you got to give yourself some measurements and some goals to go for here. I'm just going to talk about convention real quick because I know half the room is registered, but the other half isn't. And I want you to just, you know, ask yourself why. If you're really serious about this business, why wouldn't you go? I mean, any business owner out there, if he knew that all the other people in his same field, you know, a guy owns a computer store down the street, and he knew that there was a big computer convention coming up in Vegas, and all the other computer stores in town are going to be there, he's going to go because he doesn't want to miss out and have all of his competitors get an advantage on him. Right? From that perspective, you are your own competition. You are your only own your competition. Why would you set yourself back 6 months? See, some people talk about it in terms of like, well, hey, if you go to convention, you know, you're going to advance your learning curve about 6 months in the business, and that's true. But let me put it another way. If you don't go, you're holding your business back 6 months. Why would you ever do that to yourself? Remember when you were a kid and you were putting the puzzle together? Everybody put a puzzle together before? Some of you just not going to raise your hand no matter what, right? Okay. Remember when you're putting the puzzle together and it's always easy to do the edges and stuff, right, first. That's what we always start with. And then you'll start putting these other ones and you're looking at colors and things. Ultimately, what do you end up having to look at to get that puzzle together? You have to look at the box, right? You have to be able to see this bigger picture over here in order to put the pieces of the puzzle together. You see, folks, convention and prepaid legal is that bigger picture. A lot of you have all these little pieces of the puzzle, but you're still not quite sure how to put it all together. And it's because you haven't seen the bigger picture yet. You've got to go to convention to get that bigger picture. And more importantly, you've got to eventually get some people in your team that are going with you, because the more people in your team that see that bigger picture, okay. All right. Finally, never give up. I want to just go real quick here. I know we got to wrap up. I'll talk to you about one of the first people I ever sponsored. His name was Barry. And Barry got involved in the business, and he was one of the guys. He would show up once in a while, not show up once in a while. I found myself having to call him every single week trying to get him to come to the briefing. And he eventually sponsored a guy named Rob. And eventually, over a lot of hard work, we got those guys to director. All right? And then it kind of leveled off from there. All right? And I found myself, you know, it's like the only time they were working is if I was reminding them to work. Right? And I realized I couldn't keep up that pace all the time. But nonetheless, they got to director, and, you know, we had a team going for a little while. But I continued to move. And here's what's funny. Once I started having some other teammates to work with, and one time they called me up and said, hey, how come you didn't remind me about the meeting last night? And it kind of dawned on me. I'm like, because I've just been busy with these other people. And guess what happened? They started coming to meeting on their own. It's like amazing. Sometimes once you let go, that then people will jump in themselves. But that's one of my director legs. This P here is Paula. I met a gal named Paula who was a flight attendant, meeting people all over the place. And one of the people that she introduced me to was a guy named Steve. And Steve showed him how prepaid legal could be a good fit and do this along with farmers. Well, eventually, after a couple years, he figured out what a much better business model prepaid legal was and quit farmers, and he's now one of my executive directors in prepaid legal. I didn't sponsor him. Somebody else introduced me to him. Okay? But see, if I hadn't been in the game, you know, a year later, 2 years later, I would have never gotten him to that level. You got to stay in the game. You got to never give up here, all right? I met a guy on the basketball court. His name is Delon. And Delon, just, you know, long story short, after playing some basketball, got to know each other. And you know, what do you do? What do you do? That old conversation. And he didn't like what he was doing. So I said, hey, let's sit down and, you know, it may or may not be for you. I showed him prepaid legal. Long story short, he got involved. He became one of my directors. He's gone through a lot of ups and downs in his life. And so he's still in the game, but he's not an executive director yet. But he got one of his ex-girlfriends, Kim, involved out in Pennsylvania, who sponsored her friend, whose name is Christian, who was a clerk for a judge, who's now full-time in prepaid legal and will be an executive director this month. Okay? But see, it took time for that stuff to develop. But I had to stay in the game and be there and continue to work with people to find that person. I didn't sponsor that person. Some of you think you're supposed to find your executive directors. You don't find your executive directors. They appear because you stay in the game and keep working with your team. But you got to never give up. And that's why now there's an executive director, you know, another level down there. Okay? And then, you know, Delon has also introduced me to somebody who only worked the business for a month. And this guy was at Starbucks telling somebody else about Prepaid Legal. And this lady listened over his shoulder, and her name was Mary. And Mary basically said, "Hey, I want to know more about this Prepaid Legal thing." And he went, let me call Gene. Called me, and I got her involved, and he basically quit a month later. But Mary is a director in my team, and now has another director below her named Marcy. But see, they weren't there. I had to be there and keep doing the business in order for these people to come around, right? Because somebody was there. Some other stuff, Chris and then Gordon, same thing. Those are some more directors in that same line. One of my friends I talked to, and this is why you should talk to every single person you know. Some of you are being too shy on your names list. Let me tell you not to prejudge. You're still prejudging. But here's why you need to talk to everybody you know. Because I went to my friend Holly. I said, "Holly, I know this wouldn't be for you." And it wasn't. But I got her to sit down with me, and I showed her what I was doing. I said, "Hey, who else do you know that's like me? Who else do you know that's entrepreneurial? Who else do you know?" You know, I gave her some examples. Who's your insurance agent? Who's your realtor? Who's your mortgage broker? Who do you know working two jobs, et cetera, et cetera? And she came up with three names, and one of the names was a guy named Mark. And I called up Mark in California. Now, Holly's in Tacoma, Washington. I'm in Oregon. I call Mark in California. "Mark, you don't know me, but we have a friend in common. Her name's Holly." "Oh, great. How's Holly doing?" Da, 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 you know, a little bit quick chat. I say, "Well, Mark, listen, the reason for my call is that Holly spoke very highly of you. And I have no reason to believe that you'd be interested at all, but I'm expanding my business in the Southern California market. And what I'd like to do is just get you some information, have you review it, and tell me who you think you might know in your area. Do you think you could do that for me as a favor?" And, of course, he proceeded to tell me all the reasons why he wouldn't be interested. I said, "Hey, listen, no problem. Just do me a favor, take a look at the information." Again, some people, what they do right there is some of you are switching gears trying to convince them on Prepaid Legal. And what I did is I said, "Hey, no problem. Keep it comfortable. Keep the pressure off." I said, "But would you just do me a favor and review the information?" So he reviewed the information after a couple other phone calls. They don't always do it right away. Have you guys figured that out? Okay. One of the next conversations, he again told me all the reasons why he wouldn't be interested, even though he never looked at the video. And I said, "Hey, Mark, listen, I understand. I'm looking for some sharp, ambitious people down there in Southern California. And I understand you're comfortable where you're at right now, and that's okay. But would you just do me a favor and review the information?" Now, he told me later, because we're friends, he told me later, he said, "That kind of pissed me off." But it was in a very subtle way, wasn't it? He said, because he got off the phone, and he thought, "Well, I'm sharp and ambitious." And you know what he did? He watched the video. And he called me back and said, "Gene, I watched the video. I'm interested." This is a guy that told me no less than 10 times he was not interested. Mark got involved with Tony. Tony sold 10 memberships his first month, sold 10 memberships his second month. He got another gal involved, Nancy. And Nancy sold like 200 memberships now. That's another one of my director lines right there. Other stories. This guy named Joe is a janitor and is still a janitor. He's been involved with Prepaid Legal very, 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 very part-time for a few years. And, you know, he makes a few $100 here and there. But Joe, and, you know, he won't plug in. He won't make the little sacrifices, go to the meetings and things like that. And you know, he doesn't talk to maybe one person every 6 months or something. But he's on every conference call and knows more than most of you probably know. Okay? One of those kind of guys. That's okay. Love him. Great guy. Because he introduced me to Demetrius out in Texas, who's one of my executive directors. Demetrius was an HR professional, did Prepaid Legal for about a year and a half part-time, and then her company did the best thing they ever could have did, which was lay her off. She said, "Great, I'm going full-time in Prepaid Legal." How many people, you know, celebrate when they get laid off? She's one of my executive directors. All right. Another one. One of my fraternity brothers, Jeff, took me 8 years to recruit him in Prepaid Legal. Because he's making a six-figure income, corporate America, he got his double degree, mathematics, mechanical engineering. He's like designing snowboards and riding them, traveling around the world. I got my own attorneys. What do I need that for? Eventually, timing comes around, everybody. 8 years later, he's laid off, out of work. Nobody will hire him. He's overqualified, yada, 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 yada. Eventually, got him involved with prepaid legal, got him excited for about 2 months. But in those 2 months' time, he introduced me to a guy named Alexander. Alexander has gotten several people in his team. He's one of my executive directors and about to have another executive director in his team. But this is probably the best story of all. My brother Bob, BB, my brother Bob. My brother Bob was one of the first people I actually got sponsored, but he didn't actually do anything until I showed up with my Mercedes. Some of you got those family members, you basically gave them no choice. You're getting in the business, right? We've all, I know, some of you, you know, and you do everything you can. You help them more than anybody else, and they don't appreciate it at all. You put people in their team, and they still don't get it, right? Finally, a few years later, he did come around, got on board, and he's, you know, working it part-time, things like that. But one of the people I put below him was one of my other fraternity brothers, a guy by the name of Danny. And Danny got excited for a while. He ended up becoming a director because there's another gal below him named Lori who introduced me to her brother, who's a realtor. And he introduced me to another realtor named Doug. And these guys have just been part-time, you know, doing what they do. Of course, in the last couple years, they've gotten a lot more interested in prepaid legal after they went and made their millions and then gone bankrupt. Okay? But here's what happened. Doug and I basically had a guy in common. We didn't know we had this guy in common because Doug's not really working the business. But I am. So I meet this guy named Robert. And Robert, you know, we come to find out we both know Doug. And so, of course, I feel obligated to put Robert in Doug's team. And so I did because that's the kind of guy I am. All right? And Robert, you know, is one of these guys, very successful business guy, very smart. You know, he knows more than me and the rest of us in the room. And so he's going to do the business his way. And so he didn't plug into the system. Went out and sponsored seven people in basically his first month. And what do you think those seven people did? Nothing, right, because, you know, he wasn't plugged in and following the system. And so they were trying to do it the way he was doing it, which was had no system at all. And so one of those people, though, was a guy by the name of Justin, who I grabbed and said, Justin, you seem like a guy that really wants to make this thing work, and you really want to build this thing. Listen, if you'll come to work with me, I will personally work with you like I sponsored you myself. But you need to show up. You need to plug in. And if I see that you're plugging in, you're consistent, you're making the sacrifices, I'm right there like I sponsored you myself. And he said, deal. And 8 months into the business, he's making about $1,500 a month. He's a director. He's not setting the world on fire. Justin's a bit of an engineer type, so, you know, sometimes get overthought a little bit. His wife is an optometrist, dynamo. She started to come on board with the business. But he still was kind of like, yeah, I just don't feel like it's moving fast enough. And some of you in this room right now are feeling the same way. It's just not moving fast enough. And here's what I said to him. I said, Justin, you just haven't found somebody like you yet. And when you find somebody like you, it'll change your entire business and you'll wonder why you were spending so much time with some of these other people. And it's just weird how, you know, some things happen, like the secret, the law of attraction. And it was like a month later, he walked into this mortgage office. And actually went to a chamber event and met a guy named Tony who worked at the mortgage office. And then he got an appointment at the mortgage office. And I thought, you know, it was like going to be this little group appointment. So I sent my other executive director, Steve Mobley, to go do the group appointment in K.O. Kim Philifong's mortgage office. And after about 45 minutes, Steve calls me and says, three or four of them are getting the membership, and K.O. thinks he wants to go ahead and get in the business. I said, great, put him on the phone with me. Hey, we need to meet, right? Long story short, some of you have heard his story, some of you haven't heard his story. I'm going to tell you, he signed up on January 29th, 2008. January 29th, 2008. For the month of February, he did nothing. Beginning of March, he thought, well, you know, I'll sign up a couple people, see how this thing might work. Sign up another person in his office, the one of the people that didn't sign up at first. Signed him up, got his first commission check, and I don't remember why it came out to be this, but his first commission check was $50. And he told me he got more excited about that $50 check than the $6,000 he had just made off of one of his mortgages, because his mortgage business was doing this. At one point, he had 30 full-time loan officers and 90 part-time loan officers. But that number had dwindled to about half of that. He saw the writing on the wall that they needed to find something new, and he got excited about prepaid legal, and that next month, they signed up 30 associates. The next month, that Brian Carruthers came to town. That 30 associates exploded into 100 associates. And within a matter of 6 months, recruiting 300 to 400 associates a month, made $100,000 his 13th month in prepaid legal and became a platinum executive director. Because I never gave up. I stuck in the game through all these people over the years. Some of them didn't do hardly anything for years. My fraternity brother Danny here dropped his membership. Gone. Out of the business. This other gal named Lori, because these people were not but just senior associates and managers, she made like $6,000 in overrides as the upline director in like 6 months. She's like, hasn't done anything with prepaid legal in like 8 years. What's going on? It's called, I'm working the business. That's what's going on. And if you would too, more of this can come. Next month, she sponsored two people. Okay? You got to stay in the game. You got to stay in the game. You don't know where it's going to come from. You got to stay in the game yourself and work with your whole team. Have faith that the system works and it will happen. And with that, I want one more last little video. We'll close this out and get out of here.
Master, moving stones around is one thing. This is totally different.
No different. Only different in your mind. You must unlearn what you have learned.
I can't make executive director. It's too hard.
Why not? Do. Or do not. There is no try. Feel the force around you. Here. free to you, we be free. The wealth everywhere. Yes. Even between the land and the ship.
You want the impossible.
Do or do not. There is no try. See, and some of you need to be Yoda for your team and go out and show them it can be done. Because people in your team don't have the same belief. You got to be the one to show them the way and help build their belief so that they can borrow from your belief and go make it happen. A couple last little notes I had that I forgot to kind of go over. A couple things that we're using in our team that really, really help. Okay, and one of them is we use a manager chart and a director chart for every brand new person so they can see visually what it takes to become a director, what it takes to become a manager. Do you have charts like that you're using? Okay, if not, we can get you guys some other charts. I mean, every brand new person, we say, here's the chart to manager, here's the chart to director, here's what we need to do. We need to fill in the blanks. Let's go to become manager and director. If they can't see their way, it's going to be a lot harder to how to do it. So you guys want to have something like that. We use a lot of the PBR DVDs. We use flip charts. Every one of our new associates, we give the Jim Rohn CD, and then it's up to you on the power training. Sometimes I wait to see what people are going to do. If they're engaged, start showing up, I give them one right away. If some people you just know they're that kind of person, give it to them right away. But we definitely use the power training CDs. It is. Basically, if there were no other training in prepaid legal, that's all somebody would really need is that power training. The profile of success, I told you guys yesterday, I never walk in to meet with a prospect without one of these in my hands because stories sell, facts only tell. And this is living proof of all the success that's happening right here in prepaid legal. And we do not pass out brochures. We do not pass out brochures. Somebody does not get a brochure until they're getting a presentation in prepaid legal. We want them to see a presentation, not information. So we use websites that do presentations. I don't send somebody to my prepaid legal website. It's like giving them a book and saying, here, right? I want them to see a presentation. Then we get them to the information. And I'm just sharing with you the last, you know, those last few little philosophies, some little notes that, you know, hopefully you can adopt from. But you got great leadership around here. Listen to your leadership. Follow your leadership. And you will make it to the top. Know that if you believe and other people around you are achieving it, you can too. I hope you had a great day, everybody. Thank you very much.
right, real quick, we obviously appreciate, you know, Mr. Leiter coming down here, taking time away from his family to be with us, share this information. I know I got many, many pages of notes that are, again, just pearls of wisdom. And we took him out to show him a little bit of the state. We didn't get to show him the whole state, but we'll definitely be having him back in the future. And so I've been to his house numerous times. Every time I go there, I love going to his house because I have my own house behind his house. So whenever I'm a guest at his house, he's always like, all right, Dave, your house is out back. He's got a guest house out back for me, so I get my own house. But it doesn't have a coffee table in there. And we got you a coffee table book so you can show your wife and your daughter just all the incredible things. And then some of the leaders have put some kind words in here for thanking you for your time. We're going to leave this up here on the stage for a few minutes afterwards. If you'd like to share just a quick sentiment that he can take home, show his wife and kids about the people in Utah, we'd love for you to come up, put your name in here, because who knows, you know, maybe 5, 10, 20 years from now, you'll be at a convention talking about how you became a millionaire or something like that, and he'll be like, oh, that guy's from Utah, and he looks in here and sees, oh my gosh, that guy signed my book when they were brand new in the business or something like that, and he'll have that in here also. So again, thank you very much for your friendship coming up here. We'll leave this up here for you guys. All right. It kind of snuck out of the bag who's coming next month, but we got some other details for you guys. We're gonna have a real challenge next month. Not only do we have Mr. Stone Cipher coming here next month, but we also have the Attorney General for the state of Utah, Mr. Mark Shurtleff, coming to do our event also. And we're going to have a big party Friday night also before the event with both those gentlemen. And here's the challenge, guys. I mean, if everybody in this room brought, you know, one or two guests, we're done. Mr. Mon will tell you, I've already had ticket requests from Southeast Idaho from the regional managers. I've had ticket requests from Boise, Idaho from the regional manager. I've had ticket requests from Las Vegas from the regional managers saying, hey, can you send us 50 tickets? Hey, we want to bring a caravan of people up here. You guys, there's as many people from the surrounding states that will want to flood this room as there are people here. And I've got to decide how to be fair and nice and, you know, allow some of those people to come here. But I want to take care of our state first and foremost. So, I mean, we're number two. We're number two. So we got to be going for number one now. So I want you guys to have the opportunity to put the guests in seat. This event's going to sell out today. I mean, there's just not going to be the opportunity to get tickets after today, because if there is anything that's not sold here, the other regional managers have already asked for it and said, hey, look, we need tickets for that event. And so we're going to allow you to get as many tickets and stuff as you want. We're actually going to give you some other incentives. You guys know that for every ticket that you buy, you're also getting your name in the drawing for the cruise that we're giving away this fall. So, you know, if you buy 5 tickets, even if you sell the other 4 to your team or give them away, you're the one with 5 tickets on your name for the cruise. So it definitely benefits you. Also, for everyone that if you buy 5, you get them for the price of 4. Anyone that buys 5 tickets today, you're going to get your barbecue ticket on the Friday night with them absolutely free also. So, and that is while supplies last. I haven't even ended the event. Like, everyone's back there. So, I'm not going to keep you any longer. August 1st, put it on your calendar. We'll see y'all at the top.